We're going to talk more about this now with NPR News analyst Koki Roberts, who joins us every Monday. Good morning, Koki.
Morning, Steve.
So Andrea's been telling us about the way that Republican problems are playing out inside the Congress. How are those problems reflected across the country?
Well, if you believe the polls, the things are pretty rough for Republicans these days. A new poll from ABC News and Washington Post came out over the weekend showing Democrats running ahead on every single issue: the economy, Social Security, education, health care, taxes, the war in Iraq, the federal budget, gas prices, ethics, and they tie with the Republicans on what used to be the signature issue for the Republicans, terrorism. The only place the GOP does better is on leadership. And Democrats would say that's because they don't have very recognizable leaders because they don't control any branch of government. Now, Republicans, with a little bit of whistling past the graveyard, are saying, look, there's plenty of time to turn this around before 2006, especially if the economic numbers stay good.
What do Republicans want their president to do to turn things around?
Well, you've just heard in Andrea's piece that there's a lot of dispute over spending cuts. There's another big fight over immigration policy. And a lot of Republicans think it's necessary to play to the conservative base and activate it. And the president certainly seems to have tried to do that with his nomination of Judge Alito to the Supreme Court. He also hoped that that would change the subject. But the Democrats' little stunt last week of closing down the Senate and then Republican leader Bill Frist's temper tantrum afterwards succeeded in getting Alito out of the top of the news, in Iraq intelligence, or the lack thereof, back on the news, and then bringing up, as a result, the whole indictment of Scooter Libby. So now the Alito hearings are not going to be until January. The president is left with the problem of the war upsetting the country, according to all of the polls. So foreign policy can't save him in the way it has a lot of past presidents. And if you needed any example of that, this past week, his trip to Latin America has got to be considered a failure. The tens of thousands of demonstrators who turned out against him and the fact that he came home with no trade agreement.
Now, in the middle of all this maneuvering, we're going to hear tomorrow what some voters think. Virginia and New Jersey have elections for governor. New York City has an election for mayor. Some other people will go to the polls. And I would imagine people are going to be reading those results for clues to future elections.
Well, those elections, New York, New Jersey, and Virginia, have in the past, in these off-off years, served as a harbinger of the election to come. This year, both New Jersey and New York are distorted by the fact that the candidates are spending so much of their own personal money that it's very hard for the other party in either case to have a say. But in Virginia, it is an absolutely tied election going into Election Day. The president is planning to make a last-minute stop in Virginia tonight to rally the forces for the Republican candidate, and it will be extremely interesting to see whether that succeeds. Everybody will be looking at that to see whether the president has any coattails at all.
And we'll be reporting on that as the week goes on. Koki, thanks. That's NPR News analyst Koki Roberts.